Tonight is titled Wisdom, Where Are You? Wisdom, Where Are You? Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. The world we live in nowadays, we're always in search of wisdom, ain't we? It takes four attorneys and six doctors in order to disseminate all this information that we're being told about this vaccination and the COVID and everything else in life. So, where do we find wisdom? Where do we find proper wisdom to make decisions? And I trust if you're here tonight that you want the wisdom that really counts. You want biblical wisdom. You want wisdom that's eternal, wisdom that's all-knowing. You want God's wisdom. So the question we have is, what is it? What is wisdom? Why do I need wisdom? Why do I need it? And how do I get it? How do I get wisdom? Where is it? How do I get it? And why do I need it? We've all heard these cliches that a person might say about a young man that he's wise way beyond his years. Or that old wise woman that lives up on the hill. Or that old wise man. And all those terms, it seems like they're associated with wisdom being experience. So where do we find wisdom? If you're going to look for wisdom in the Word of God, what book do you go to? The book we go to is Proverbs. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. The author of Proverbs was Solomon. Solomon was the son of David. He was the third king of Israel when the kingdom was still unified. They were not divided. And he was reigned for some 40 years from 931 B.C. to 971 B.C. or vice versa. And so you ask, where did Solomon get his wisdom? We see that in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. It says, on that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, You have shown great mercy to David my father, and you have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth and the multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge. What he asked for, wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this great people of yours? Then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked for long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like. So God blessed Solomon with wisdom and knowledge in order to rule and judge his people. You know, Solomon was a wise man. He spoke over 3,000 wise sayings. Solomon was one of the greatest kings of Israel. He built a tremendous infrastructure there. He had a shipping trading partners with other countries. He built the first temple in Israel. He was just a very wise and very smart man. And he was a man that loved the Lord and served the Lord. The word wisdom we find in the book of Proverbs some 45 times. 45 times it mentioned wisdom. So if you want to know wisdom, you want to learn something, you look at the parables, the sayings in the book of Proverbs. This is the book you want to go to teach this. And Solomon wrote this for us to learn from. There's a dispensational truth that we can learn from. So what is wisdom? We're going to define the term right away. It's a Hebrew word, hamaka, which means technical skill, experience, or the one I like here, accumulated knowledge. Now in the Greek, the word is sophia, meaning prudence. It means discretion. It means the capacity to understand. the accumulated knowledge. So we see in our handout, number one, God's wisdom involves his perfect divine judgment and insight arising from his infinite knowledge of every one of his children. He knows every single one of us infinitely. He knows everything about us as his child. And he wants to give us wisdom based on his judgment and his insight in our lives. But apart from abiding in Christ, and apart from being the child of God that's looking for his wisdom, we seek wisdom everywhere else, don't we? That's the mistake we make. Or we seek God's wisdom in certain areas of our lives, but this area, Lord, is can't touch that. I got this taken care of. I don't need you there. Wisdom for a believer is making a decision in a situation where you understand it and you even have some knowledge about it, but you have little or no experience. Isn't that what we've seen in Proverbs? We've seen as Solomon's writing this to these young man, sons, that he gives them all kinds of wisdom here. Because when you're young, we all were young at one time, we don't have wisdom. We don't know what to do in certain situations. So we look for people that are wise. I always remember looking to my grandfather for wisdom. I always looked up to him as being really smart because Dad, he didn't know anything. So I had to look to Grandpa. But really, Dad was the wise one. Dad was the one that should have been listening to. But that was my my level of insight was not very high. So why do we need it? Why do we need wisdom? Why do we need it? We need it because the Christian life is full of pitfalls. It's full of difficult decisions that require wisdom from God. We often make the mistake of choosing to make the important decision without accessing his divine wisdom. Instead, we impose our wish on the decision, setting aside God's will for us. We set aside God's will for us. So many of us find our wisdom, find our knowledge from the wrong sources. We turn on the internet, we turn on the TV, we get some information, and we run with it and think that it's wisdom. Wisdom, and it can even be biblical wisdom that's poor interpretation of the passage of Scripture. So that's why we want to properly discern the Word of God and understand what His wisdom is for us. So we're over in Proverbs chapter 2. Let's look at our passage here, starting in verse 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my word and treasure my commandments within you, that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, that's wisdom, and search for her as hidden treasures, that you may understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of the Lord. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. For he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. So we see in verse 6, our memory verse, that the Lord gives wisdom. So what kind of wisdom are we talking about? I mean, all of us have decisions in life that are some more complicated than others. Do I get a M&M Blizzard or do I get a Culver's concrete mixer? This isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about decisions, major decisions like, who do I marry? Where do I live? You know, who do I hang around with? And if we use God's word and his biblical principles, we can understand these. But first and foremost, we must be convinced in our mind that it's worth it, that God's word is true, it can be believed, and it is worth it. So the next question is, how do I get it? Is it mystical? Is it something that only certain people have? How do I obtain it? Do I get it at the locker room or on the internet, like I said before? Or where do I find wisdom that really, really matters? It matters throughout eternity, and it matters right now, instantly in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 14 says, "But as it is written, the eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to him through his Spirit. For the Spirit teaches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? The person that trusts Christ as Savior places his faith alone in Christ alone. The Spirit of God comes to live within him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit from the world, but the Spirit who is in God, is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Freely given to us. We can know these things. "These things we do not speak, not in words which man wisdom teaches, but the Holy Spirit teaches." The Spirit of God teaches us. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. "But the natural man," which refers to a sensual man, which refers to a man that is not born again, "does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." So when we trust Christ as our Savior, the Spirit of God comes to live within us, and he discerns for us as we study the Scriptures, and he gives us the wisdom and knowledge. But it's not like it doesn't take some work, some studying, some asking some questions if we have some things we don't understand. So that is all part of the process of growing complete in the Word of God, becoming more mature in God's Word. So we see in our verse, the Lord, chapter 2, verse 6 of Proverbs, the Lord gives wisdom. Gives here means to hand down. It means to allow or place. In the Greek, this word is didomai. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 19 says, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith..." This is Paul talking to the church at Ephesus. He said, "After I heard of your faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your love for the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention for you in my prayers. But the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give," didomai, "give you, to you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." See, we must actively seek it. We must search the Scriptures. We must have that Berean mindset where we want to know the truth. We want to know wisdom. We want to know what God has for us, because the ditches in life are deep, and we can fall in these ditches so easily by making a wrong decision. Instead, we can have biblical principles based off of the Word of God and what God wants for us, and we can live a life that's pleasing and honoring to him based off of what he wants for us. We want to be in God's will. You know, Job, there's some verses in Job and Daniel as well. I mean, as you read them and see the wisdom that these men had based on their relationship with God, it's just staggering. I mean, we can have that same relationship with God. This is the same God yesterday, now, and forever. The same God. So we see back in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it said, "And the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth comes." From his mouth comes. See, God speaks to us through his Scripture. His Scripture contains his words. His wisdom is revealed in the Word of God. We know in verse that we're really familiar with it, 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is God-breathed. It's given by inspiration of God and is useful for training, for rebuke, for correction, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, the man of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." See, God is transforming our mind with his words and his principle and what he wants for us so that we can be more usable for him in the future. This looks familiar. When you think of God breathed in Genesis chapter 1, it talks about, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God simply spoke, and the world was created. So out of his mouth, he is the Spirit, we know, but we know that he speaks to us through his word. So from out of his mouth comes knowledge. Knowledge now is the word datat. It means ability, discerning, reasoning. Ability, discerning, and reasoning. This is not wisdom. It means you have the ability to discern. You have the ability to reason. We can understand something, and we can even have some kind of knowledge about it, but we have no experience with certain things in life, so we have no wisdom in it whatsoever. That's why we need wisdom, and God gives us wisdom for these situations in Proverbs that gives us direction and insight so that we don't have to go down the same road that he speaks about. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8, it tells us how do we obtain wisdom. He said, my brother, count it all joy that when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that it may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. This is a parallel passage to our Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting. Let him ask by faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How often do we ask something from God, and we ask it without fully believing that God can deliver what we're asking for? We ask it half-heartedly. Instead of truly asking by faith and not doubting whatsoever that God can answer that prayer. Sometimes we answer their prayer with, we're just surprised, like, wow. But yet, should we be surprised? No, we shouldn't be surprised whatsoever. We should be fully convinced in our mind that when we pray to God that he can answer that prayer, and he will answer that prayer. So the key is asking by faith. What's another way we can get wisdom? Wisdom from God is available to all believers who ask by faith. It is found in his holy scriptures. It's also found in godly men and women. Godly men and women. You know, a godly woman that's been taught the word of God clearly can be a great inspiration, a great source of wisdom to everybody. We see in Proverbs chapter 31, if you turn over there, we see in Proverbs chapter 31 the proverb about virtuous women. Proverbs 31, let's look at verse 17 first. Proverbs 31 speaks about the virtuous woman. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms, and she perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go down by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household. You women are not supposed to be afraid of snow. For all her household is clothed with scarlet, and she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothes is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates. He sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes to the merchants. Strength and honor her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of the Lord, kindness. This is the woman that knows the word of God. She's a wise woman. She's a godly woman. And this is a woman that you can seek counsel from. You got a question about something that relates to something that a woman knows? That's who you want to ask. We want to rely on them assets. How about a wise man? We turn over in Proverbs chapter 13. Look at a couple more verses here. A wise man. You know, men that have experienced many things in life can be wise, and they can direct you away from some of the pitfalls in many different things in life. Verse 20 of chapter 13 says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise." So who you hang around with is what you're going to be like. "But the companion of fools will be destroyed." You want to hang around fools? Well, guess what? You're going to be destroyed. Life will gobble you up. It'll eat you up. But if you hang around wise men, godly men, you know, every major decision that a person makes in life, you should have God's wisdom. It should be in the will of God. And you should seek counsel. You should seek wise counsel. There's many assets of wise counsel. I mean, our pastor's one of them. There's many other wise men here in the church and wise women. We should be seeking counsel of one another because we're like-minded. But yet somebody might have experienced that situation. Again, wisdom, could describe it this way. I can have knowledge about something. Went to install a hot water heater at my son's house. Bought the hot water heater, read the book. I gained the understanding. I watched a little video of it. I had the knowledge. And so I go to install it, and it don't work. So I thought, well, what do I do now? Who knows how to make this thing work? So first thing I did was reach out to my son. He's dealt with this before. So I said, "Son, what did I do wrong here?" And so 5 minutes later, he sends me a YouTube video. And the YouTube video shows this is the proper way to install the pump that goes to the hot water heater. This is not the way to install it. And that was exactly the way I installed it. See, I had no wisdom whatsoever because I'd never done it before. So we can have experience, or we can have knowledge, I mean, and understanding, but we lack wisdom in a lot of situations in life. So we need wisdom. One more verse in closing. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, and the context here is wisdom. In verse 12, it says, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion." So keep that in mind. The context is wisdom. So turn over to verse 32 now. Now here's wisdom speaking. It says, "Now therefore, listen to me, my children." Wisdom is saying, "Listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instructions and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is a man who listens to me, watching daily at the gates, being on guard, keeping your head in the game. Look at this now, verse 36. Whosoever finds me finds life." Whoever finds wisdom finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. "But he who sins against me wrongs his soul, and all those who hate me," wisdom, "love death." So it's a choice. We can access God's wisdom freely and be thankful for it. God supplies richly. Or we can go on our own. We can make these decisions our own and love death instead of life. So it's pretty clear cut, pretty simple. So I trust this is encouraging to you as we went through it tonight. I know I went through it kind of fast, but let's pray before we do the Lord's Supper. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, Lord. We're just so thankful for the words in your word of God, and to thankful that we can study them. We can be Berean mindset. We can search the scriptures daily, finding the truth, Lord. And we just thank you also for wise teachers. We just thank you for even my father who taught me, and my grandfather, and to thank you for Pastor Sean. To thank you that your word is true, and we can believe it. We can know that without doubting whatsoever that you are faithful to your word. We know that our mercy was renewed this morning as we woke up, and great is your faithfulness to us. So we just thank you for that relationship we can have with you. We just pray that we all would be of the mindset that we'd be searching for your wisdom. We'd be searching for your will. We want to be in your will every single day, honoring you and with our life, Lord. And so may that transform our mind. May that affect our thinking as we pursue life, as difficult as it is, and all the decisions we must make. We pray that we would be searching the scriptures and learning what you want for us first and foremost. And so thank you for Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.